Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Our Mouth. I'm here with my amazing co-host, Artrill Chocolate Muffin Jones, and Michael Salted Caramel Eisler. We're going to play a quick song, and then we will be right with you.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Everyone, and welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Our Mouth. I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about this evening until some clips started popping up on my Facebook timeline for an upcoming episode of Dr. Phil, where the woman is faking pregnancies, faking losses, and it has bothered me pretty much all day. It did actually, after I watched it, kind of put me in a funk. AJ can turn it down a bit more because it's still really loud. AJ can attest to the fact that normally when I've got sewing to do, I'm on top of it. I'm like ready to get it going. We'll knock it out. And I just wasn't into it today. It put me in such a funk and a little bit of a depression because this woman in question had faked a pregnancy, had a gender reveal party, had a baby shower and all this type of thing. And then finally admitted that she wasn't even pregnant, or then she said that she was pregnant, but she lost the child like 3 months before she had her gender reveal party and a baby shower. And her sister then, on a next thing that I saw, her sister actually said that she'd faked 10 pregnancies, admitted that she had miscarried a couple of times, and questioning those miscarriages. Now, I am a mom who has had a stillborn child. I have experienced miscarriages. They are horrendous. They are beyond anything anyone could ever go through. If you haven't been through it or been there with your partner when they have gone through it, it's not something that you can even begin to put into words. And my son was actually with me when we found out that Matthew had died, and he says for the rest of his life, he is going to remember my scream. So what are your thoughts in regards to women who do that, who lie about pregnancies, whether it's to get attention from family or to keep a man? What's your thoughts on that?
It's like, why would you want to do something that seems like you're desperate? Either you like attention or just something that you just think that just...
Is this, if a man is going to leave you and you have to fake a pregnancy to keep him, what does that say about your whole relationship? Your whole relationship is then going to be built on a lie.
Right.
Has anybody faked a pregnancy to you? Oh, I was there for that one. But has anybody faked a pregnancy to you? I know we had the fake child who, when we demanded the DNA test, the person disappeared.
I think one. Well, the girl claimed that she was pregnant or whatever. Although I was scared out of my wits then, and I was like kind of younger, but I didn't say anything bad to her or anything like that. But she just straight up told me like she's getting an abortion. I'm just like, why?
Was it that one chick? That blonde hair chick?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was black.
Oh. And I'll put it out there because this chick came up to us and blasted out all of Mike's business, if he doesn't mind me mentioning it. Mike had an incident with an old high school girlfriend who has gone round and told everybody that she had, she got pregnant and she had an abortion. But yet she has never been able to, her story didn't, let's be perfectly honest. I'm in the medical field and have been since I was 19 years old. And the certain things that she had said in regards to this abortion and everything, it just did not add up to, because it went from she had an abortion to she had a DNC, which is a...
Wait, before you go further, explain to everybody what DNC means, because I don't even know.
A DNC is basically when, as you know, women have periods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sometimes when a woman has a period, their periods stop for a bit and they get the fluid, because basically a period is the lining of your womb that falls away and cause bleeding, and then you'll have like clots of blood and clots of tissue that come out. sometimes with some women, that doesn't happen. For whatever reason, the cervix doesn't open and allow that to happen. So a D&C is basically a procedure where a surgeon goes in, you put on an anesthetic, the surgeon goes in, puts an instrument inside the woman's womb and scrapes out the insides. Sometimes women who have had miscarriages have to have it done as well, because for whatever reason, the body won't get rid of the baby properly and the placenta and all the other tissue. Sometimes women who, after they have full-term birth, it can happen at any stage, will have a D&C to remove, to remove leftover mass, could cause an infection and cause women to die. Now, if a woman goes into hospital and has a D&C, it is not considered an abortion. It is a medical procedure that helps a woman out. Now, this chick told Mike that she had an abortion. She came to me and said she had an abortion. Mike made her have an abortion, was her words. Now, you guys know, what did I do when she said that? Did I not come to you right away? And then she admitted later on, well, I didn't get my period, so I had to go to the doctors, and then they took me into hospital to have a D&C. So that's two different things. An abortion, actually, the procedure done for an abortion is very similar to a D&C, but it's two different things. Now, my whole point is that it is so dangerous for women to start throwing around this whole fake pregnancy thing. It really is, because, you know, once you get into that web of lies, you have then got to come up with either a loss, like a miscarriage, or a baby, basically. And we already know, because I told you two guys about it before. This isn't the first time Dr. Phil has actually addressed this issue. A few years back, he had this woman on there. Her name was Amber. And I was sat in the living room, and I remember it as clear as yesterday. I was talking to my friend Cora, and she went, Hazel, turn on Dr. Phil right now. I turned on Dr. Phil, and this chick, Amber, was on there, who had literally everybody in the baby loss community fooled that she'd lost a child. She had contacted myself, my friend Cara, a few other people to get stuff, which we had sent to her. And the reason we had found out that she had faked her losses was because she told us that she was pregnant with twins, that she had lost these twins, and she was so depressed and she felt like killing herself and all this lot. And she told everybody her husband was a firefighter and all this. And she was pretty, you know, out there when it came to the infant loss community. So we all got together and said, you know what, we should send her some flowers. You know, she's gone through hell, we should send her some flowers. And we tried getting her address, and the address that she'd given me was a P.O. box. She said, well, I said I've sent her a P.O. box because, you know, stuff keeps getting stolen. It happens, you know, we know that ourselves. So then somebody called up the fire department where her husband worked, spoke to the husband, and the husband came right out and said, my wife's never been pregnant. She keeps lying to people about this. So we had her busted. And then to see her on Dr. Phil, and not only has she lied about pregnancy on Dr. Phil, she'd actually set up a foundation to help veterans and was pocketing the money. So there was this whole big shebang about this. So it's not the first time Dr. Phil has addressed it, but for today, it just irritated me beyond belief. Because one, there's got to be something wrong with you to fake a pregnancy to begin with. There really has to be. And then on top of that, to fake 10 pregnancies is just totally crazy. Um, And then to have so many people, like her family, believed it. And what irritated me more is when her family are talking about it, they're thinking it's a joke. And the audience are laughing and everything as well. And I'm really hoping that people were laughing because of how absurd it had gotten with this woman, instead of because they thought it was amusing. Because to me, it really is not amusing at all.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. That I don't know what people is getting out of joking and lying about it.
Right.
They don't get it.
And, you know, if it's not hard enough, you know, dealing with us, when you, and you guys have been here for this-ish part of it as well, is when, the other side of it, when you're accused of lying about it.
Right.
That is equally, you know, as painful. And I've had to prove myself so many times to the world that my son existed. And a lot of that, you know, the attacks on me came because I didn't invite a certain group of people to our son's funeral and memorial. The fact of it is, we didn't want a big lot of people at our son's funeral and memorial. We wanted a handful of family and friends. That was it. At Matthew's funeral, we only invited family.
Right.
We did not want this great big production and everything and turn it into something crazy. On the day of his memorial, we then asked everybody to light a candle that night in memory of Matthew, which was beautiful because we had so many people tagging us in photos.
Right.
But having to prove, you know, that you have had a loss is also, you know, to me is really, it's hard because you relive everything. And for people to lie about having, you know, being present and then faking miscarriages and stuff, I just truly do not get. I really do not get, because it rips your fucking soul out. Excuse my language. You live with a lifetime of what ifs.
I think everybody does.
Like, we've got a lifetime of what ifs with Matthew and our other losses. Just that lifetime.
Well, I just think people need to think of what ifs in their life, period.
Right, but I'm saying in regard to what we're talking about.
I don't know.
And, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I should have a house full of kids. Lots of noise, all this good stuff. Do you know what I mean? There should be, you know, my kids should be here.
Right.
Annoying the crap out of me. You know what I mean? I would give everything to have those kids annoying me. Like, Mom, I want this. Mom, I want that. Did you get this? Did you get that? We went to the store today. Did you buy this? Did you buy... I would give anything to hear that. I would give anything to hear the words, I want fruit snacks. I want juice. I want milk. You know, can I have some chips? You know, all of that stuff. You know, I would love to have had a kid at the store today having a meltdown over the freaking cereal aisle. You know?
Well, I wouldn't have been happy because all the kids are at school.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like you want that meltdown. You want to have that child losing their mind because there is unicorn Lucky Charms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think people really get that. You don't just lose your child. You lose the first of everything, like first day of school, boyfriends and girlfriends, weddings, dances, everything. You miss birthdays. I mean, yeah, we still celebrate the birthdays of our kids, but, you know, we're the ones blowing out the candles and sending wishes to the stars.
Right.
So on that note, we're going to play another song and then we will be right back.
Oh, yeah. consistency, but when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fake cologne just to get you alone.
And we are back. So, back to what we were talking about in regards to think, what, and let's just do it lying in general. Why do you think people lie and fake so many things? And I mean important things. I'm not saying when I say to both of you two, do I look fat today? And you go, honey, no, you look great. Instead of saying, yes, babe, you're the size of Texas. Okay, you didn't stop that, so because I'm actually trying to talk to you.
No, I'm listening.
So why do you think people lie about major things?
Embarrassment, shame. Could be anything.
Do you think they also lie about big things to try and impress people?
Mostly. I'd say most people do that.
All the attention
factors. Especially the ones that's like, oh, like, I got this, I got that, then they lie about it and just trying to prove that they have all this and they don't.
Yeah, and we know a few people who've done, you know, done that.
Right, it's just like, just be truthful. Like, there's people that's broke, there's people that's rich. So if you broke, you're broke.
My thing is that if you're broke but all your bills are paid, you've taken care of business. Let's be perfectly honest.
Right.
Like, I am broke, but my bills are paid. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like, do you think that some women lie about pregnancy and stuff because they like the attention it gets them being pregnant?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that at all. You know, I just don't understand. I really don't.
I don't think anybody does. It's just like, what were they... not crave attention as a child or something?
I don't know. And that's the thing. It's like, I can understand, because let's be honest, there are times when, in regards to women, your period is late and you think to yourself, you know what? I could be pregnant.
Right.
Thinking it and saying, you know what? I could be pregnant, then getting your period and saying, you know what? Nope, I weren't pregnant. That's one thing. You know, but to lead everybody on saying, yes, I'm pregnant, and, you know, then not being, and then faking a miscarriage. And the other thing is there's been a few cases like this as well where people have faked their pregnancies and have gone all the way into getting the fake bellies and everything, fooling their family, even their partners. And then have killed women who are pregnant and cut the babies out of pregnant women or try kidnapping the baby from a hospital. You know, that has happened as well. And I understand that, you know, there's a lot of mental issues in regards to that. And I think there's a lot of mental issues in regards to faking those types of things.
Right.
But, you know, it's just something that I honestly do not understand personally. I really don't get it. I don't get the need for attention. I do not like having the attention because Matthew's dead. I'm known, you know, as, oh, Hazel, the one whose baby died. That's a horrible thing. It really, really is.
Yeah, you're right. It's just trying to be... can't play with death like that.
No.
It could haunt you in the future.
Right. As they say, karma is a bitch. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Changing the subjects. I'm sorry, I'm burping. We've just had a really delicious shrimp dinner. And I'm like burping at everything here. Now, you wanted to do some stuff in regards to your show. You have some stuff to say. So I'm going to pass this over to you.
Yes, I do. I'm just getting this rumor about something that concerns the Bucks about a trade that might happen. If y'all know, the Morris twins, one plays in Detroit and one plays in New York. Of course, a lot of people were going after them, but the other one, Markieff Morris, it seems like the Bucks is going after him. him and a few other teams. But the rumor is it could be get him for either just Ersan straight up or give him Marquise Morris for DJ Wilson, Sterling Brown, I'm sorry. And maybe like a draft pick. I heard it on the group like not too long ago, but somebody was just talking about it. I'm just like, where did I hear it from? And I just saw the thing that they was talking about. So that's one thing about that I wanted to see. But if they do this, well, I thought it was the other brother. If they go after Marquise Morris, not the, Marcus Morris, because Marcus Morris Sr. is more like a power forward than a small forward. If they get the other brother that's in Detroit, Marquise Morris, then they got their small 3-and-D small forward that they need. So if they do go for it, I won't be upset about it. Like, it'll suck that if they do get rid of DJ Wilson and Sterling Brown for that trade. If they do, I can understand. I will miss them too.
Would it be a good trade?
It'll be the forward that they need. Okay. So they need like a defensive forward, a small forward, so they got a guy, so they can get a guy that can play like both forward positions, small forward and power forward. So it'd be a good trade, but I just hope they don't give it to Ersan if that's the case. I just hope they just do like figure out another trade or something. Maybe throw in their draft pick that they got with Indiana. Maybe they can do that. So hopefully that will happen or won't happen, but they got until 2 p.m. our time tomorrow for the trade deadline to end. So everybody... Yeah, it did. I don't know if anybody cared, but it was a big trade that happened last night that got me all confused, and I don't think I'll be able to remember it all, but I know that, like, the main thing was, like, Robert Covington, he was playing for Minnesota. He went to Houston, and Clint Capela had got traded to Atlanta. And that got rid of these, like, they had added draft picks and some other people. But I'm just going to talk about Houston right quick. Like, seems like they're trying to go small ball, but, like, they really don't have a center but Tyson Chandler. But are they going to try to go small? We're like, Clint Capela was like 6'10", but he was a big guy. But I guess that's what Houston trying to do. But Mike Antoni, who was their coach, was doing that since he would start coaching with Phoenix with the small ball. Although he didn't do it in New York, but he did it with Phoenix. And it worked for that period, but I don't know if it's going to work for Houston. Also, let me try to see if there's more talks about. Just hold on a second. I'm just trying to see if they talk about more stuff. Okay, now we're going to – now I was saying about both Marcus and Marquise, there are a lot of teams that are interested in him as well, including Milwaukee, but it'd be interesting if they do, like, a team trade and, like, end up with both of them. It would be insane, but probably crazy at the same time. I'm just going to read what it says on what somebody had posted. The NBA trade deadline is rapidly approaching, and Marcus Morris sweepstakes are fully underway. The New York Knicks are looking to trade more with both Los Angeles Lakers and Clippers in pursuit of the service. Jackson Pride and Knicks are seen, or both Lakers and Knicks have been reported by Brad Turner of the Los Angeles Times. New York is interested in Kyle Kuzma and would need Danny Green's contract and trade package from the Lakers with the plan to put Green elsewhere. Meanwhile, there's a hang-up with the Clippers regarding Landry Shamet, but they aren't willing to give up Marcus Hartless. Whether Lakers or Clippers manage to pull off the trade with the Knicks or Morris remains to be seen. There will be added motivation for either team to get more aggressive with their pursuit, not only to improve on their own team now, but to prevent their rival from being able to improve. Let's see more about Lakers and Clippers. He's averaged, like, Morris is averaging 19.6 points per game, 5.4 rebounds, shooting 43.9% from three, and average 6.1 attempts per game. Yeah, I'm sorry. It just, like, it had, like, something that just said, like, the Bucks was, like, interested in it, but oh, they just talk about both. Oh, they were talking about both brothers on that one. But there's probably something else I need to talk about, but we're going to go to a quick break, and there's something I just need to get off my chest about what happened today. So we'll be right back.
She keeps him away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. She said, just like Marie Antoinette, a building a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's time for limitation, you can't be kind. Caviar, cigarette, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer, queen, gunfire, identity, dynamite with a laser beam.
We're back. one of the topics I'm going to talk about is what recently happened yesterday with the State of the Union and also with
the impeachment
that was resulting in today that Trump has been acquitted of both charges, which I thought acquitted means that they was going to, that he's getting charged. So that was my fault on that part. But I guess one of the things I wanted to talk about that that I ran into it with somebody too, like not too long ago, that should owners, either wrestling promoters or business owners or anything like that, and I know I'm once guilty about this too, because like it's like what people be posting on there, I'm just like posting back and just saying my opinion on it.
I could speak as a business owner.
Yeah, because you're not American.
I can speak as a business owner. I run Bat Matty's Memory. That's a business.
I know that, but I'm just saying you're not from
you
here.
I swear to God, I've been here 20 years. I can talk on the politics of this country.
Okay, I will stop right there.
The fact of it is, I think if you own a business, you need to keep everything to do with politics out of that business.
Mm.
Period. I don't care if you are a restaurant. I don't care if you are a grocery store, a clothing store, a music store, especially if you're a nonprofit. All of that lot, keep politics out of it. You are not going to see me post up my political view on Matters Memory. You may see me post up about political things if, say, a bill is passed in regards to infant law. But because there's a lot of bills that are now that if you had a child that is stillborn, you should be able to get a child tax credit for the year that they were born. Because right now you can't in most states.
Right.
If that passes, you will see me post about that. If it passes that all children who are born over 20 weeks are entitled to a birth and death certificate, you're going to see me post, you know, about that.
Right.
But you are not going to see me post on my page, my business page, about the impeachment, about the upcoming elections, about anything like that. That stays away from there.
Right, and the thing, like, I posted was, like, because, you know, people was happy about their engagement,
right,
whatever. I was just like, I'll just wait until he actually goes.
Right.
So, although he's not going anywhere.
But we got an election coming up where people, if they're that unhappy with the result today, need to get out and vote instead of staying at home. Thinking about it,
right,
go put your vote in.
Exactly. And like I said, we don't know who Trump's going to be running against, but...
No, we'll find out. In Milwaukee, actually,
right,
it will be announced at the Democratic Convention.
Exactly.
But I think if you... I honestly think if you run a business, you need to keep your political views out of it. Unless your business is Trump Tower, then please talk about Trump, because that's your business.
Right.
You know, and I will say this, speaking purely on a side of keeping politics and personal things like that out of it. A couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember this, we had somebody from a local white supremacist group message us on Maddie's page offering to do a fundraiser for Maddie's Memory.
Oh, God, that's right.
And I turned it down. They said, well, we can make you about between $5,000 and $10,000. And I turned it down because, one, I do not want us to be affiliated with a white supremacist group because Matthew wasn't white. You're not white.
Right.
According to everybody I know, Aubrey, I ain't even white. You know, and I don't want to be affiliated with a hate group on top of that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. And, yeah, that was probably not, you know, business-wise, I turned down the possibility of a lot of money. But I could not stand behind what that money came from. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it just, and it's just sad that, you know, people put their business, you know, although they run the business and they talk about like politics or whatever, it's like, leave it alone because it's going to affect your business.
Yeah.
You're going to lose some people. It's like this one wrestling promoter. I think he already lost like a fan already over it.
There's probably more that you don't even know about.
There could be more.
And my thing is this, is that there is, you know, there is, to me, wrestling has no place to have politics involved. Yes, you've had it over the years where certain political situations have come out in regards to, like, the Cold War with, and the business with Iran and stuff where you had the Iron Sheik and all of that lot. You know, you can use, to me, you use it in a sense of that regard. But, you know, right now, it, you know, you're not going to see Vince McMahon bring Donald Trump into it and have it that little thing that he had once before.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You've got to keep it out of there. And even if you as a business promoter, as a business owner, sorry, is in support of certain parties, then what you've got to remember is who, you know, you're dealing with. And if you've got fans on your, like, personal page, because I know there are some people who keep, you know, they've got their personal page and then they have a business page and, you know, and sometimes they have their, you know, a fan base on their personal page. You've got to remember that you've got fans on that page. And instead of coming out and say, oh, this person's an asshole, I hate this party, and, you know, Republicans are this, Democrats are that, you've got to, you know, stay a bit more professional.
Exactly. Because I think this happened more than one occasion about people, some business owners putting their views up.
Yeah.
Like, there's actually like a plant that's like a construction place that I think is on like 27th Street. I don't know how many people made it quit or whatever the case may be, but they were supportive of Scott Walker at the time.
I remember exactly what you're on about.
Right, it's like, that may be your political view, but probably not everybody that works there. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
And you get tarred with the same brush. Let's be perfectly honest. When you as a company comes out and says, oh, I'm a... Say, for example, like with Scott Walker, oh, I'm a big fan of Scott Walker and all this lot. And then you go to, you know, oh, where are you working now? Oh, I work for such and such. Oh, don't they support Walker? And then they're like, ooh. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Hold on, that's the owner's business. That's not me.
Right.
So you get tarred with the same brush, which is, to me, why you should not get involved in stuff like that.
Not even at all.
And but if you do... then you need to put it out there and say something, just for argument's sake. You know, you are a supporter of Trump. You say, you then post out something along these lines. Us as the owners of such and such company are in support of Donald Trump and his re-election. However, our views may not be the same as other people who work for us. Admit it, that it's your view as the owner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to get that from me because that ain't going to happen. I have my political views. I don't particularly like a lot of people in politics on both sides. You know, but I think what people also got to start doing is, as I seen before, is vote for who's going to be right for your family. Don't vote Republican just because your family voted Republican, or vote Democrat just because your family voted Democrat. Do you know what I mean? Vote for who is right for your family. If that turns out to be Democrat or Republican, okay. Do you know what I mean? Just vote who is right for you and your family. Because we've seen so many people vote because, oh, my dad voted because
I have a few friends that done that too. Like voted because
their parents voted for
them. Right.
And it's actually funny because I'm not going to name the person, but you'll know who it is by the description I'm about to say. We got a friend who is a guy who's moved out by himself, big comic book fan.
Oh.
Family voted Republican. Once he was out on his own, learned about real world, learned how hard paying bills are, and all this lot, actually mentioned to me in a private chat, he's like, huh. He said, I think I might have been raised wrong.
Oh, wow.
And then admitted his brother felt the same way when his brother left home and had to do the same thing and started having a family and everything, realized that the views that they were raised on was right for their parents,
right,
but not right for them. And you know exactly what I'm talking
about. Yep, I do.
And it's the same with another person as well. Jake's friend.
Oh, yeah.
He admitted this recently, didn't he? I made a mistake in who I voted for.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's part of the beauty thing, is that you can make a mistake and then correct yourself at the next election and other elections that come up. It's not set in stone for the rest of your life. It's not like whoever's president now is going to be president in 30, 40 years, you know?
Right.
And I will say this. This is where elections in England and over here differ, and I kind of like over here a little bit better in the sense that your presidents are on your last run for 2 terms. In the UK, the prime minister can run for as many terms as they're voted in for. So if they're voted in and they're on, like, ruling the country for 20 years, they're running the country for 20 years because we don't have that limitation. And I think, to me, that is a really good thing that you guys have over here, is that limitation that says, no, you can only run for 2 terms. But I also feel that in regards to senators and stuff who are actually in Congress, there needs to be a limit on them as well, because you've got some 80, 90-year-old people in Congress whose views are from 50, 60 years ago, trying to make rulings on how life affects the three of us in this house right now.
Right.
They've got hundreds of thousands of dollars. They don't have to want from nothing, yet they're trying to tell us it's okay to live on $8 an hour. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what you need. I mean, and this Maggie came up with a phenomenal idea. She said what she feels really needs to happen in regards to the committee who decides on, like, money for food stamps and budgeting and everything, that you need people who have lived on food stamps, on W-2, on rent assistance, to actually go into office and help run things and show them, you know, this is our reality. Yeah, we may be making $8 an hour. That covers our rent. We still have to get food stamps. We still have to get rent assistance for things. We still have to get energy assistance and show them, you know, how things are done. And not just, and you know, I'm not just saying somebody who's perhaps, you know, working on the $8 an hour. Get the single mums who have to live on W-2 and that lot, and then child support and everything helping. Get somebody who's on disability to go in and help.
Mm-hmm.
Get somebody who's on a retirement pension going in to help. Get someone who's a veteran on veterans benefits going to help. Get someone who's, say, in Mike's case, who's trying to, you know, get his life back again in and do these things to show the people in Congress and in office, this is what we have to do. This is why we need more money put into this section or this sector and this sector, you know, and help give tax credits to those companies who will say, yeah, I'm going to put my minimum wage for my employees up to $12 an hour
mm-hmm.
or $15 an hour. Give them a break for giving their employees a livable wage. And what people, I don't know if you actually saw it, they actually had in one state, they people were fighting against Walmart to get rate wage increase. And
they are?
I can't remember what state it was in. And the one of the big high-ups of Walmart was sat in front of elected officials, and the person said that a family of four should be able to live on $1,300 a month. and it's their fault if they can't. So this woman broke it all down.
Wait, you said family of four?
Yeah, $1,300.
No, that's
rent, utilities, groceries, school, all of that lot.
Maybe it's just for one person, but not for a family.
This woman actually broke it down to this person to do with Walmart and said, you know, this is how much average rent in this state costs. This is this. What are they supposed to do? And the guy actually turned around and he said, well, they worked it out that the family of four actually needed another $700 a month. And the guy said, they said to him, where's the family supposed to get $700? And the guy said, from government handouts. And people went apeshit over that.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, no, it shouldn't. You should be providing your workers with a livable wage. And he said, I am. And they were like, no, sir, you're living on $500,000 a year, and you've just got a bonus of $1.5 million.
Wow.
So you're living on a wage that a bunch of people could live on.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on from there. So, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right.
I don't know, but what you think about I'm not saying about our governor or anything like that, because right now he hasn't done much, so I can't say anything about that right now, because it's not full four years yet. But what do you think about the other, like, congressmen and all that other stuff that's saying that it's okay to us to live off of?
I'd like them to come and live off of it for 6 months. I think they all should live off of it and see how they cope. Because this, let's in regards to the three of us, to save money, we try and do things all on the same day so that we can all travel together in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, you know, we're using so much gas. Like tomorrow, we're taking Mike to his job, going to pick up what we need to, then come back and then pick him up. Instead of taking him there, you coming back, then you going back out there again, then you coming back, and then another day us going out to pick up stuff. We're trying to get it all done at the same time. It's hard to do, and these people just don't get it. That's as simple as that. They don't get it.
Okay, we're about to end this. Tomorrow, I probably will do something about the trade deadline and see if the Bucks made any trades, and probably just talk about the trades tomorrow. So I will do that. I might not do a show Friday because I'm probably going to combine both Bucks Talk and my show into that, just that whole thing. And don't forget the other shows on Monday and Wednesday.
And we will see you then. Thank you to AJ, as always, Mike, for being there and nodding when we asked him questions. And we will catch you all on the flip side. Peace out, people.